This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It is time for the new Dan Vogler 4D Experience podcast. Are you ready? Buckle in. Let's go for a ride.
Now it's time for the rant of the day. I don't mean to offend, gonna say it anyway.
Hey, this is Dan Vogler with the Dan Vogler 4D Experience. Here's the rant of the day. I just want to acknowledge the fact that there are pirates out there jumping onto my well-earned feed. And it's pissing me off, man. It's some kind of info battles bullshit, you know, where there it's just, you know, I like a good conspiracy, but get your own fucking channel, you goddamn bastards. Fuck. I mean, what do I gotta do? What's a podcaster gotta do? I'm just saying, man. Stay off my feed. Don't do it again. Nikki D was very upset. We had an excellent interview, and we were talking about all sorts of Mandalorian. Check out the Dandalorian. That's when I dub over my voice over scenes from the Mandalorian. It's kind of fun. But Jesus, these fucking pirates.
You are about to experience another mind-numbing episode of Information Battles, hacking right into your mainstream podcast of the Dan Vogler 4D Experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no secret is revealed. I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
I am your host, Flash Lambert, and with me today is the Sasquatch King himself, Stanley Loosrum. Stanley, how are you doing today?
Yeah. Holy shit. Hold on. Oh, fuck. Wait a minute. Oh, hold on. God damn it. Oh, hello. Hello, Flash.
Yes, Stanley.
Hello, Flash.
I'm here.
Oh, god damn it. Oh, I'm lucky to be alive. Oh.
What are you experiencing, Sam?
Oh, well, I got all these wires all over my floor. I broke my bong. God damn it. I can't keep a good bong anymore. All right, I'll clean that. Don't lick it. All right, hold on. Let me get my breath. I wanted to make sure I was here for the call. You know how much I love being on your program, Flash. Last time I saw you, I got abducted again.
You were abducted again?
Yeah.
By the aliens?
Yeah, by the aliens. Yeah, the Greys this time, the garden gnomes. You know, God damn it. They brought me up in their saucers. Ow! And they probed me. I can't sit right now. Hold on. They probed me so many times. And I was like, Jesus, fellas. You know, the first few times are fine. You know, it kind of tickles the prostate. You know what I mean? But you know, it's kind of like that COVID test where they push it past the point of no return. You know what I mean? They're just like, hey, you can't possibly put that swab in any further, but they figure out how. That's what the probe feels like.
Yeah, so just right there at the breaking point.
Yeah, they're trying to tickle your coccyx. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to, what they do is they put the probe in. Oh, if you really want to know, they really loved it. They're sadistic, you know. What happens is they get the probe right up against the coccyx and they do a little taser, you know, jolt, just a little one. And usually that, you know, jump starts the kundalini. You know what I mean? You ever had a kundalini experience there, Flash? I know you must have.
Just the thought of the trip that I took to Peru causes me to have a kundalini experience on the Flash, so to speak. No pun intended.
Right. That's how you got your name. Here's the deal, man. Here's the fucking deal. The aliens, the Greys, they know this about you, Flash. They've been watching you, my friend, which is why they were like, hey, bring Flash along next time. Let me finish my story, Flash, if you don't mind. This has chapters to it. So, I'm up there in the saucer. This is a couple, 20 hours ago. I'm on the slab, the cold slab, and I'm just, you know, doing my MK Ultra, you know, Monarch, Butterfly. I'm in another place, kind of, you know, disassociative. I'm just a little munchkin. Diddling my buttocks. You know, that's how I would dissociate. Anyway, trying to make sense to my young body. You know, because they've been doing this to me for a long time. I just realized it a few years ago what was happening. When I was younger, I just thought, well, maybe my uncle's sneaking in the middle of the night and playing with me. But, you know, that's a whole other story. He probably was, but anyway, so I'm up there with the saucers and with the aliens, right? And they, oh boy, it's like, it's basically, they're on probe number, seemed like 17 at the time. And that's not a Q reference. That's exactly what happened. It was just a probe 17, that's it. And it's, you know, it's like when you're, it's like they treat you, you know, on the third dimensional plane, they're talking about, oh, a kundalini experience, oh, ooh, kundalini yoga. It's like some kind of, like, you know, aperitif, you know, it's like some kind of, like, delicious kind of, you know, meal or something. Oh, I'll have the kundalini, please. No, it's not like that. You know, up there in the saucer, they treat it like a goddamn lawnmower, Flash. They're just trying to get your goddamn kundalini started. They'll fucking probe you 50 times if they have to and tase your fucking coccyx. Here's the thing. So 17 is my magic number. For some reason, my coccyx goes tabooey. Holy shit, splicitous, man. My fucking whole body is filled with blissful heavenly energy. And these goddamn Greys, they just love that argon energy. They're fucking crazy, man. They'll come around during orgies, suck up all that sexual orgasmic energy. They feed off of it. They eat that energy. They also eat the satanic, sacrificial energy. They'll show up for that shit. God damn it, they like energy. All sorts of energy. That just like there. That's their Baskin Robbins. 31 different flavors of energy. That's what they like. Slash. They want you to come with me next time if you're ready.
But it sounds to me like the Greys are a malicious race, a race intent on evil.
Oh, well, did I make it sound like that?
Well, I mean, feeding on all these different energies sounds like they have balance.
Oh, shit, I forgot the most important part. Okay, sorry to cut you off, Flash. I know it's your show. I'm just excited here. The world is ending. It's ending
right
in a few months. Oh, yeah, that's why all the fucking CEOs are jumping off the fucking... They're all going underground, and there's this whole goddamn cube bullshit. It's just a TV show. Oh, yeah, we're going to take them in, and they're going to fry them all. Bullshit. Free energy for all. Boobity-boo. The Jubilee. Yeah, suck my nuts. Here's the real deal. They're going underground. They're going into their fucking dumps. They got goddamn cities under there, man. The Vril told me. The Vril are pissed, man, because they were building condominiums, and these asshole dumbs took over their real estate. It's a whole fucking, it's terrible, it's a war down there. That's why there's all these earthquakes in these Pacific. So don't, anyway, I got off.
We're currently working on a peace treaty with humanity in the Vril. It's in the works as you are ranting.
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, the Vril.
I mean, it's continually
in the
works.
Cool with everything.
We need to get the Vril and Sasquatch together.
The Vril? Oh! They need to talk to Sasquatch. Oh! Well, shit.
Which is one of the reasons I have you on the...
I haven't seen Sasquatch.
Which is one of the reasons I have you, the Sasquatch King, on the broadcast today, because... We need you to hunt down Sasquatch to bring him to the Vril to make this deal.
Holy fuck, Flash. Wait a minute.
So I've got good news for you, Stanley. You won't be doing this alone. Also today, we have with us a former CIA officer. He only goes by Silver. With us today, Agent Silver. Are you there, Agent Silver?
Agent Silver, the most healthiest thing your body can take.
Hey there, Silver.
Hey, how you doing?
God. How are you, sir? My God.
I'm good. I'm going to help you find Sasquatch.
You are?
Hey, Agent Silver has been... He was a former officer of the CIA. He's been on the fight with the deep state for over 30 years now, right, Silver?
Yeah, I've been fighting this battle for a long time, and I'm going to fight it till the day I die.
You a QAnon David Wilcox whistleblower? Is that what you are?
Well, look, QAnon has some good information that they come out, but they also have some people in there trying to subvert the objective. I try to keep my eyes on the ball, keep things crystal clear so we can bring down the deep state and get Hillary Clinton.
All right, okay. But what about the fact that the goddamn sun is burning out and we're all going to die? There's going to be a shockwave that's going to knock everything out. A massive EMP, and the goddamn elites know about it. And why don't you, you butt-face?
Hey, that's exactly why I'm here. If we need to get the word out to people so we can take over those underground bunkers and we can recharge the sun like the elites are planning to do.
All right. Sorry, damn it. I mean, I got ahead of myself. I didn't mean to. You are doing a service to our country, and I'm sorry to jump down your throat like that. I'm very anxious. I had very many probes last night.
You got probed last night?
17 times, and that's not a Q reference.
Okay. Agent Silver, you're also working on the... declassification of all those UFOs in the past week by President Donald Trump.
Yes, I've been helping to get some light on those UFO videos so we can get some of these UFOs out front having conversations with the public. We do now know that aliens have been flying those crafts and aliens will be working with the government to do contact tracing around America.
Yeah. Listen, Flash, that offer still stands. I mean, they're not gonna bounce back from that whole sun. It's like a Noah's Ark here, man. I'm not even fucking around. I mean, I can ask about Silver, but I don't know him from Shinola.
I know you.
Sorry, what happened?
I said I know you.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. You're staring at me from a goddamn computer screen right now, aren't you, Silver?
That's right.
Hey, Silver Screen, that's your middle name. I get it. So, Flash, you just give me a signal, you let me know, and now the grades are down, man. They want to feed off your energy for doing, and that's a good deal, man. I mean, you get probed several times, or they might be quick with you. Who knows? Sometimes they give you a little formula. You chew on a little reptilian pineal gland, something like that, and that'll boost you, and they can feed off that. But that'll wear you out.
Well,
I don't know. How the fuck are we gonna find Sasquatch? I'm looking for Sasquatch. You're gonna help me find Sasquatch.
Sasquatch is in Washington, D.C.
What?
Sasquatch is in Washington, D.C.
No shit. She did.
I don't know where.
So, where he operates. Have there been sightings in Washington, D.C. lately?
Yeah, he operates in Washington, D.C. since late 2018. It's been hard to pinpoint his location, but he has definitely been in and around the area.
Well, he operates through time portal tunnels. You know, he can just pop in and out at any time, any frequency, any fucking where he wants, man. What the fuck's he doing in D.C.?
That's the question that we're all asking. What is the deep state trying to do with Sasquatch, and how are they trying to destroy the Constitution with it?
Whoa. Now, listen, if I was now, hold on here. Now, if I was a deep state operative, I am not. But if I was, well, I would hunt down Sasquatch. And they have all that technology, you know, Tesla technology, but they warp it, you know. I would hunt down Sasquatch because his brain is gigantic. And I would use his brain for evil. Maybe like a weather dominator device or something. I don't fucking know.
And so there are allegations going on that the deep state is actually trying to control Sasquatch in order to destroy the Constitution.
Yes, it's a weaponization of Sasquatch. There's a deep operation going on to destroy the Constitution and crush the American people.
Which is absolutely why we need you, Sasquatch King, to find the Sasquatch and get him to the Vril in order to make the deal reignite the sun.
Please do not call me the Sasquatch King. That was, I am not the Sasquatch. I mean, look. I hung out with Sasquatch for 10 minutes, man. Please don't call me Sasquatch.
10 minutes, which should have been a lifetime in the astral zone.
It was a lifetime, but here's the deal. I hate the Tiger King. You understand? I watched the whole goddamn series, and I was applauding. I was up on my fucking... I was standing on my goddamn tiptoes, giving... I watched the ending where he's crying in jail. Several times, you understand? He stole my whole goddamn fucking shit, you understand? Please don't call me the fucking Sasquatch King. I'll hunt you down, King. I will hunt you down.
I am doing it so that we can take the name back to its rightful owner.
Okay, yeah, no, you mean well. I understand, Flash. Please. My prostate is swollen to the size of a goddamn pumpkin. I can't even concentrate.
I just saw you... Stanley. Stanley the Sasquatch Hunter, because we need you to go on this expedition. Agent Silver has aligned interests.
Absolutely.
Let's call me Sasquatch Stan. Can we just call me Sasquatch Stan?
Sasquatch Stan it is.
Thank you.
We have all the resources you need. I've got technology. I've got funding. We just need someone to lead the charge to find Sasquatch, and you're the man to do it, Sasquatch Stan.
Agent Silver is in league with the Alliance.
Okay, here's the deal. I know a specific swamp in Jacksonville, Florida. That's where I met Sasquatch the first time. Now, if the deep state has him and he's in Washington, D.C., well, shit, man. I mean, fuck, I can't. I mean, unless they're on the run, you know, unless Q has them on the run, you know, and JFK has his laser gun, you know. If JFK Jr. has his laser gun and the deep state is on the run, and well, then maybe, maybe we'll have.
I mean, Agent Silver is he's in league with the Alliance.
Come again?
I'm telling Stan, Sasquatch Stan, that you're in league with the Alliance.
Oh yes, I am. I'm in league with the Alliance. I was one of the co-founders of the organization.
Yeah. You ever whistleblow anything to that Wilcox prick?
Oh, do I have ever whistleblowed for Wilcox?
Yeah, you ever?
Yeah, I helped
blow on Wilcox's whistle. Yeah. That's what I'm at.
Absolutely. I've blown Wilcox's whistle more than anybody in the CIA, formerly in the CIA.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right fucking there, pal. Are you the guy that told him about the Montauk Project and the Project Looking Glass and all that crazy shit?
I am. I gave him those experiences. I helped him live those experiences.
Did you know that my grandpappy was fused to the hull of the ship in the Philadelphia Project? Yeah, that was my grandpappy. He has no legs now.
That's your grandpappy. We have a file on him.
That's my grandpappy. Holy
shit. He's a hero.
Shit. Here's a thank you. Here's a thank you. See, Flash, this guy knows what he's talking about. Here's a tale. What was your name again? Slippy?
Silver.
Silver. I won't forget that. Sorry, my fucking prostate is in my neck at the moment. Here's the thing. Fuck, man. That's amazing. Wilcox is a bastard. Wilcox has his ass up his face, or his face up his ass, vice versa. His ass is inside of his face, I think. But you, sir, that's the one thing that got me, that got my attention from Mr. Cox, Wilcox. Was his connection to the man who leaked that information. Now, on the other hand, he's had some information whistleblown. Have you been blowing his whistle recently? Because that information doesn't come to fruition, sir, Mr. Silver.
Get between us.
Your house.
Okay. Well, this is going to stay between us. This is the first time I've revealed this. I'm currently handling Mr. Wilcox. So, yes,
breaking
I am constantly.
Information to battle your mind right now.
Wait a minute. You're
I'm
handling
in close contact with him at all times.
Wait
a minute.
How
close? Patriot.
How deep does the Wilcox rabbit hole go, Mr. Silver?
That is a rabbit hole that you can fall down and never hit the bottom of.
Yeah,
the things you find down there, it's not pretty.
Agent Silver, why don't you tell us a little bit about your experiences that you've experienced from working with the CIA until now and everything you've been uncovering with the deep state, the alien connection.
I joined the CIA.
Wilcox's team was saying it's true. I'm sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead, finish your sentence.
I joined the CIA because I care about this country and I wanted to be a patriot and I wanted to serve. And then when I got in, I found out there was nothing but corruption. So I got out. But when I got out, they kept me in without me knowing it. They were handling me. And they had me involved in Operation Butt Cheek, Operation Bushes, Operation Tree Front. And I started to discover the deeper, deeper layers of what was really going on in society, all the way to the top of the pyramid, to the aliens, to Wilcox, who was from a planet, Nibiru, Planet X, where he originally came from.
So you're right. Telling us that David Wilcock is originally from Planet X, Nibiru.
He was the most famous person on Nibiru. Alien.
Holy shit, he's an Anunnaki.
He was a scientist, he was a sportsman, and he was a tyrant.
Well, he was
he had
like
to come
URL.
Here.
I knew there was a reason I hated that bastard.
You have to be very careful around Wilcox. He has a very specific skill set. He can talk for hours and hours at a time, up to 5 to 7 hours, without making you change the channel. He can mesmerize you into a state where he can program your mind via the clicks on the screen you're watching.
So are you implying that David Wilcock is an Anunnaki?
David Wilcock is a distant cousin of the Anunnaki. He has Anunnaki blood, but he's also got the blood of 4 or 5 other alien species.
Now, hold on now. Hold the fucking fort, man. That means that he branches off into goddamn Nephilim territory. You're talking about the 13 bloodlines of the Illuminati.
Bingo.
Ain't
now we're cracking
hold
the code.
On. Hold on. He's an Illuminati puppet.
Yeah. He's at the top of the pyramid, man. You got to be careful around him, I'm telling you.
Holy fuck, now I'm nervous. I fucking talk shit about him all the time now.
Well, you can talk shit about him. It has to be within the realm of what is acceptable to talk about in public discourse. But it's outside that realm of acceptability. Like if you're questioning something, like wearing a mask or something like that, or whatever, he will slit your baby's throat.
Jeez, Louie.
Wait, hold on. Okay, so hold on. Wait, hold on. I'm totally fucking confused here. Yeah. Wait a minute. I thought he was preaching love and peace and shit. I thought he was preaching the whole QAnon bullshit.
Yeah. Well, don't question it. Don't question it to him.
Holy shit. You're telling me if I question that shit, he's going to fucking kill me?
He might. Your life is in jeopardy if you question his gospel.
I mean, most people question what he's saying.
Do you know how old he is? Well,
782.
Yes, you've done your research. He's 782 years old. A lot of that comes from the blood of children. He is an operative pushing that side. So it's a matter of...
So you're saying that he's controlled opposition.
He is controlled opposition.
He is Edgar Cayce. He's Edgar Cayce.
Edgar Cayce. He rambles... He rambles a lot. I don't know if I'd say entertaining.
Oh, he has high entertainment value. It's a form of entertainment that seduces you and then makes love to your brain as it's raping it.
That's why he's wearing those floral Steven Seagal type jackets and always talking about his shirt.
A lot of symbolism in those shirts. You ever notice the symbolism?
Well, just the jacket that was floral.
Well, those floral patterns have a meaning. They're all the flower petals are all representative of a different alien breed.
The over 500 types of aliens.
A lot of flower petals.
So the Greys we know that they're in play in all of this. We've had increased amounts of UFO sightings. Sasquatch is in Washington, D.C. Are these the seven seals being opened right before our very eyes?
Is that question to me?
I'm just putting it out there.
If you want my honest opinion, yes, I think we're reaching the end times in the apocalypse. And I think soon people are going to start vanishing like the Pope did recently into thin air, ascending to heaven. And then the ones that remain on Earth are going to have to fight Wilcox and his army.
You're saying that David Wilcox is the Antichrist.
I've heard rumors. I've speculated for years, but we'll find out soon.
So it's all true that what the Greys are saying, that the Wilcox is preaching the movie and that we're all watching to keep us occupied while they're going underground, while the sun fizzles and fuck Flash. We should get fucking going, man.
I mean,
couldn't agree more, Flash.
I'm saying the solution is we save Sasquatch from the deep state. We get Sasquatch in the room with the Krill, and then we reignite the sun and go from there.
Listen to me, Flash. Jesus fucking Christ, Flash. Flash, listen to me, man. I respect you. I think you're a fucking smart guy. You're probably you know, have some kind of godlike kundalini energy inside of you that the Greys are creating. Yeah. But fuck, man, Sasquatch is a lost cause. Fuck that guy. That guy hasn't returned my calls in years. If she's with the deep state, he's screwed. His deal, man. Silver, I can, you seem like you're on the up and up. I can talk to the Greys for you. There's going to be a fucking saucer. I'm not going to tell you where. I'm not going to broadcast it, goddammit. But I'll let you guys know via some other source, probably telepathically, where the fucking thing is.
Okay,
right.
I see it.
You see it already?
I see where you're saying it is. I see it in your thoughts.
Holy shit, don't fucking say anything, Silver.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. Sasquatch Sam, are you refusing the call to action?
I mean, it's a, yeah, fuck Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
I mean, I'll take his name. I'll take the guy's name. But I ain't, fuck, that guy hasn't, I haven't talked to him in years. I have no obligation.
Stan, you got to reach out to Sasquatch. He's the only way that we can win this battle, this war that we are facing. He's the key.
All right, you know what, you guys? Because I love humanity. Fuck. You guys can get, if, listen, Silver, if you can get me in a room with Sasquatch again, man, I mean, that would be awesome. I mean, if you could sit, if I can have a sit down with Sasquatch, maybe. Maybe I could figure something out with the Vril. And then the Vril, yeah, they might have some technology down in Middle Earth to help us with the sun. Because, you know, they regulate their sun. They have their own inner sun down there, and they regulate that. I mean, fuck, man. Well, they have to regulate it. See, here's the, that's the whole, fuck, it's probably the Vril. The Vril are setting this whole thing up. Hold on. The Vril are setting it up. The Vril are trying to change the sun. Oh, my God. And they're making us ask for it. Oh, my God, this is what's happening. Holy shit.
The deal that was being made with the Vril was...
No, Flash, they're behind the whole... Oh, fuck. Flash, they're behind the whole goddamn thing. Flash, they're manipulating. It's what they do, man. They crawl under your skin and they get into your mind. Flash. Flash, you there?
Yeah. They were supposed to be getting delivered in a portal by Sasquatch to the time where they reigned so they could live peacefully forever. The Valhalla, if you will.
Man, no, man. Fuck, man. If we get to Sasquatch, and they want Sasquatch for his mind, man. They're going to fucking slither into his mind, and then if they have Sasquatch, well, then they have mastery over time and space, and then we're fucked, aren't we, Flash?
I mean,
now, the Greys were the reptilian slaves, you understand? There's bad Greys and there's okay Greys.
What about like Martian Manhunter? Are there any like that?
Oh, God, we got to stay the hell away from Mars, man. Mars is, they have fucking the human slave trade, man.
Elon Musk is trying to occupy Mars.
Well, he's trying to fight a war up there against the slave traders and the sex traffickers. You don't want to go to Mars. He's right, Flash. You'll be anally probed out of your mouth.
Thank you, Silver. He knows what he's talking about. Flash, man, you're going to get us all killed.
And you know all the warriors up there have little baby toddler faces. Giant ripped bodies. Not
well,
pretty.
You're talking about
scorpions.
Scorpions. Right.
Yeah.
The race
scorpions.
Of scorpions.
Listen, the race guys, of scorpions. The Greys are saying that they're gonna take us to they're gonna feed off of our sexual organ energy. That's a given, man, but that's kind of fun. And then once we get to the moon, man, they have a whole we'll have the whole city we'll be treated like kings, man. I mean, Silver, I don't get your kundalini up, man. We may have a deal here. Like, seriously,
and what if,
God damn it.
And what of the moon children, then?
The moon children?
The moon children.
The moon children.
I ain't never heard of
children,
that.
Flash. The children that live on the moon.
This is news to me, Flash.
Back in the 1960s.
Okay.
During the Apollo project.
They were sending overcrowded orphanage children to the moon.
Oh, you're saying where President Obama is from. That's what you're talking about. I know a time traveler who met President Obama on the moon 20 years ago before Obama was ever heard of or even on this planet.
Yikes.
Is this what you're referring to, Flash?
Well, you're talking to Jack. You're talking about Jack Brister.
Jack Brister, yeah.
The time traveler.
Yeah, the time traveler. He ran for president.
Well, look, they're trafficking kids everywhere, man. I mean, fuck, fuck, man. It's disgusting. It's everywhere. I'm sure it's on the moon. I mean, my God.
Well, the moon children, the blood of moon children has more powerful rejuvenative powers than human children, so they are more desirable on the children trafficking chain.
Probably because they're in an anti- or low-gravity state, so they age a lot slower.
Holy shit, is that like those blue motherfuckers from Akira? No, they age quickly. What the fuck am I talking about? Sorry, you guys keep on going.
I'm outside in Washington right now, outside of the Pentagon. I'm looking through the windows, seeing if I can see Sasquatch anywhere.
Right now, Agent Silver is outside of the Pentagon, looking through the windows, trying to find Sasquatch.
Hold on, I think I'm being tracked.
He's possibly being tracked by the government.
Just so everyone knows, Sasquatch is very many, many years old. And there were many of him, you know, but they were hunted. And he's the last one. And it's so sad. It's really sad, but they were, you know, elemental gatekeepers for our world. You know, they were here to keep things chill and, you know, like Eden. And they chopped down, you know, the giant trees, you know, what Avatar's about and Devil's Mountain, which is actually a tree stump, you know, when they chopped that shit down. Well, that's where the Sasquatch's home was. And when the Sasquatch lost his home, well, he had to come down and to the, you know, closer and mingle with people and go into the, and then Sasquatch was like, fuck this, man. He got real spiritual. He started meditating and he, you know, he pulled a little, he learned how to teleport. He's like an ascended master, basically. He can, you know, rainbow light body himself to another space time, you know. He's really smart, is what I'm saying. Fuck.
How did you win his trust?
How did I win his trust? Well, you know, it's kind of like beginner's luck. You know when you're playing Texas Hold'em and then your first time and then you just fucking win because no one knows what's on your mind? You know, no one can read you. Well, that's what it was for me, Silver. I was the first time I was like, you know what? I'm going to go find Sasquatch. And I had a positive intention, and I think fucking Sasquatch felt that. That and I was almost eaten by an alligator, and I think Sasquatch was like, you know what, I ain't gonna have this guy on my conscience, you know, so that's why he fucking saved me. Jesus Christ, he's handsome.
He saved you from an alligator?
Oh, yeah. He looks like Kenny Rogers, now that I think about it, but, like, obviously more hairy. But the way his hair is flipped back, that's why Chewbacca's hair is like that. Fucking Lucas is an insider, man. He, God damn it. He knows what he's talking about, that Lucas motherfucking necky beard necko.
Yeah, Lucas.
Very impressive beard neck.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if he's got a hairy Kawatu under there. What do you think, Flash?
And to remind the listeners what a Kawatu is, it's like a half person that's fused into another person, much like a tumor that rolls out of the body and is a smaller torso of a human.
It's if a tumor had a face and was alive. Is that a good description?
Yeah, with
it's
arms.
It's not a tumor. I had to say it. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's not a tumor. It's Schwarzenegger anyway.
That was good. Have you guys seen Sasquatch? Have you seen Sasquatch? Miss Pelosi, have you seen Sasquatch? Miss Pelosi!
Right now, it seems that that Agent Silver is chasing down Nancy Pelosi, asking her if she's seen Sasquatch.
No, don't hit me. Don't hit me.
Seems like there's some type of altercation going out.
Do it. Do it. Over.
We can't confirm much. But what we can say is that there's some type of altercation going on out in the Pentagon lawn.
Oh, God, they're hunting us all down. Flash! They're hunting us down, Flash!
Guys, I'm down. I'm down.
Agent Silver is down. I don't know if we're going to lose him here. It seems that we are all in grave danger. Luckily, I am running this pirate feed off of multiple VPNs, and my location is dispersed across the world, across the globe, multiple times over, as many times as the Chinese army can wrap the entire globe.
Listen to me, Flash. Flash, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Agent Silver.
Flash, I don't know. I don't know how much longer I'm gonna make it. I'm in a ditch just down the street from the Pentagon, and they're coming after me. You need to find
Bill. Find who?
Good.
Find who? Could you make out what he said, Stan?
Stanley. Flash, I'm in trouble. Flash, I'm in trouble now. I got really nervous, and I think I ruptured my prostate. Oh, God, Flash, pray for me.
I can pray for you right now, Lord, in heaven above. Please give your protective powers and rejuvenative powers to Stanley Loosrum, who may have ruptured his pelvis.
My prostate.
Prostate.
Yes, hello. I just picked up this phone from a crime scene. Are you friends with the victim?
I'm sorry. I don't know who this is. Can you identify yourself?
I'm just a police officer on the scene of a crime, and next to a man's body was a phone. And I'm seeing if you're the family or friends. If you give me your address, I can have his belongings mailed to you.
You sound like What?
I wouldn't. Don't trust him, Flash. Oh, God.
I don't trust him. Don't worry, Sasquatch King.
Oh, you bastard.
Oh, the Sasquatch King. I know who you are.
No!
It's the Sasquatch King to his location.
Wow. You don't know where his location is. It's undisclosed.
Well, disclose it for me if you will.
I'm not going to do that.
There's a reward in it for you.
You sound awfully pippy for a police officer.
I'm just a common Washington, D.C. police officer.
I don't believe that common Washington, D.C. police officers speak as properly as you.
Kill him.
Oh, well. That's a stereotype, you know. You shouldn't stereotype. Racist.
Answer a question that only a Washington police officer could answer.
Do you want me to ask and answer the question?
Yes. Ask and answer the question that only a Washington, D.C. police officer could answer.
Who is the vice president in Washington, D.C.? It's Mike Pence.
Anyone could have answered that question.
You have to ask me the question, otherwise we won't know.
All right.
If it's
what's the most popular tree in Washington, D.C.?
I'll cut your fucking dick off.
See, that's not called for.
That's Nancy Pelosi. Hey. I know that voice. I know that voice anywhere.
It's me, Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi. I should have known.
I'm coming for you, Sasquatch King. God damn it, please don't call me that. Oh, God, I'm dying.
Do you have... Hello?
Flash.
Nancy Pelosi.
Flash. I gotta tell you, Flash. This is the greatest episode of your show I've ever heard. And I've been listening for a while. It's really good.
This episode is full of nonstop action and drama, which we didn't even expect to happen.
I'm very proud to be a part of it, Flash. Oh, God, help me.
This show is going to be dedicated to you, Stanley, and to Angel Silver.
The Senate is in session.
Well, Nancy Pelosi.
Well. Flash.
You know, I, for some reason, knew that one day it would come down to this. A battle of wits. A battle of information.
It comes down to who wins and who loses, Flash. And I'd like to offer you a chance to be on the right side of the information war. Join us.
I will never join you in your deep state, Nancy Pelosi.
Join us or you die.
Are you really planning on trying to raise taxes to 70%?
I will raise taxes so high that it feels like you're getting anally probed by a tractor trailer. Well, now you're talking my language there, Nance.
Oh.
What kind of probe is that going on? We've got
your tractor. You're okay.
Well, I'm not okay at all. But I'm doing some MK Ultra disassociation practices. I'm now Suave Joe. This is another persona that I have when I'm under duress. And I happen to be extremely excited about getting probed. So what you got going, Nance?
We got all the kinds of probes that you would ever need. Trailer probes, bowling ball probes, human probes. You put that whole human in your anal gland as a probe.
Holy fucking rammer.
You know, I'm getting really
excited. Can I give you my number?
Yes, please.
Okay, that's 1718.
1718.
We're going to have to cut you all off for station identification.
I'll kill you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Information Battle, the greatest show you've never heard. Information to battle your mind. And while I'm at it, I'm going to go ahead and sell to you Information Battles herbs. Herbs,
Nancy,
that
you
are
that
seeds
number, man.
That are ultra
first thing, I need the rest.
Proteined plus
this is my
the
man,
Information
Joe.
Battle herbs. You plant them in the ground and they'll grow.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank
Got
you
it.
For listening. We
will
are
be there
information
shortly.
Battles.
You'll receive a text message from me with your choice of probe. Just click the probe that you like, and it will be shipped to your house with an operator, which may or may not be me.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.